2020 season. Sports in this 5 o'clock hour brought to you in part by Schnucks. As a local food company themselves, Schnucks knows they can help other local restaurants and food producers who have been hit hard recently. As one of the few places still open, Schnucks is committed to supporting those local companies by placing more local products on their shelves. And they're asking you while shopping at Schnucks to please consider those local food options while you're in Schnucks. Great food options like healthy salads, wraps, juices, and sauces, pot stickers, gogi bowls, and many great local products from awesome St. Louis restaurants and food producers, especially our local cheese makers. Just look for signage that will highlight the local items in select stores. Schnucks, a local company supporting local companies. From the 590 The Fan KFNS Studios in Kirkwood, I'm Tim Woodburn, and just around the corner, hour number three of the large morning show in the afternoon with Franco Opinion.
We all know local restaurants and food producers have been hit hard recently. As one of the few places still open, Schnucks is committed to supporting those local companies that need help from all of us right now. In an effort to support them, Schnucks is bringing in more food from local restaurants and food producers than they normally would. As a local food company themselves, Schnucks knows they can help. That's why Schnucks is asking you to please consider local food when you shop at Schnucks. Schnucks, a local company supporting local companies.
Support locally owned small business Bertarelli Paper Company for all of your business PPE needs. Work with Marco and his family directly, and they will handle your order. Masks, hand sanitizer, disinfectant sprays, disposable gloves, toilet paper, and more. Thermoscanners are in stock next week. Pre-order today. They are perfect for offices, gyms, and other high-traffic businesses. Contact Marco directly by emailing marco@bertarellico.com or calling 314-323-0712, and he'll take care of your order and take care of you. Tim McKernan here for Design Air Heating and Cooling. Their business is essential to your comfort and safety, so Design Air will continue to offer services for emergency repair, installation, and preventative maintenance while taking all of the recommended precautions to eliminate physical contact. For more information on air purifiers, please visit designairservice.com. And for all of your heating and air conditioning needs, contact the official HVAC company of the Ryan Kelly Morning After, Design Air Heating and Cooling.
The Post Sports Bar and Grill wants to thank everyone for their continued support. Due to the current order, they have decided to close until Monday, May 4th. At this time, they will be reopening with a brand new menu with 14 new items like a BLT cheesesteak and a fried pancake brownie sundae. You heard that right, and everything will be available through their own in-house delivery service. Stay posted with all the news and updates at thepostsportsbar.com and all of their social media accounts. Stay healthy and stay posted. St. Louis, we'll see you in May.
There's no better time to get those gardens and greens around the house, and Franklin Group and Associates is here for you. They are a generational family-owned business carrying a wide variety of locally grown annuals, perennials, vegetables, hanging baskets, flowering shrubs, and potted plants. They are currently taking personal delivery orders and providing curbside pickup. They work with the best landscape designers in the area and are waiting to fill your order. Call Jack now at 314-422-7056 to experience a product second to none.
God bless America, my home.
Belt it out, Kate. Ladies and gentlemen, it is time for the Playhouse. You know, they say at the end of the Star Spangled Banner, play ball! We should just yell, Playhouse! Yeah. I'll do that.
Yeah.
Not exactly the Star Spangled Banner, but close. God bless America. Close enough.
So join his partners and hear.
Here comes. Real nice.
Prickly ash.
Oh, the little giggle was what did it.
I forgot that was Bill.
That's my giggle.
Well, good afternoon, and welcome to the April 28th edition of Pinion's Playhouse, brought to you by Ballast Dental Care. closed, but not completely. If you have a dental emergency, and I've already heard from a few listeners who had dental emergencies and said, wow, they got them in promptly, and they were well taken care of, and that is no surprise to me. We will talk more about Ballast Dental Care and how we can't wait till they're open again, and it's business as usual. I'm beginning to wonder if we're ever really ever going to see that. I sure hope we will. We'll talk after this.
Hey!
At the control board, 19 years. When you live 19 years anywhere, you go to Texas for 19 years, you go to the East Coast, you're going to end up talking like those people, and that's what happened to this guy. He lived there 19 years, there being Great Britain, 10 of them in Birmingham, England. But now, he's back at the place of his birth, where he belongs. Trevor Limestone, Limey Phillips, say hello to everyone.
Hello, everyone.
Bill Cleveland is with us again in the studio. We are so glad once again today you did not decide to go northbound, southbound, westbound, or even... Bill Cleveland, say hello to everybody.
Hello to everybody.
Hi, Bill.
Hey.
Behind the coronavirus-proof glass, the bulletproof glass, the fan-proof glass, we had to strengthen it and add a layer because now that he's done this concert, he's got the groupie thing to deal with. Yeah. Oh, man. It's always something. Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse.
And if I only had a brain.
Dan, say hello to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to First Community Credit Union. They are the largest credit union in the St. Louis area with over 40 locations in Missouri and Illinois. They're offering drive-through service only right now, but you can still get home loans or car loans, and you can get information on the CARES loans for your business. If you need to get into your safe deposit box, just ask them at the drive-through. First Community Credit Union is a great place for all of your banking needs. To find out more, go to
FirstCommunity.com.
Hello, everybody.
Hi, Dan.
At one time, as a younger man, he was a night cook at Denny's. He was also a door-to-door knife salesman. He sold beer at Busch Stadium. That's right, one of those guys walking up and down, yelling out, "How'd you do it, Tim? What did you yell out again?"
"Kobe! Kobe!"
Yeah, see? A distinctive voice incredible. That stood out from the other voices. It was distinctive.
Someone at the station came up and asked me, because they ran a promo when we were doing all that with the beer man coming in and interrupting, and they said, "Who was that?" I said, "It was Tim Woodburn. He used to sell beer." And they go, "That explains it, because he sounded great. He sounded like one of the beer guys at the stadium."
Well, he sounded like it, because he was. In fact, I believe he was the number one beer salesman, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, I did some checking. I did my own little private investigative work. Number one, and walked away from it to become a roller rink DJ. What idiot does that? We all make mistakes. Here's a mistake he didn't make. He's now the head of research for the large morning show in the afternoon. He's our digital clock setter, resetter, check and rechecker. Let me check the time. It is 5:18, 13, 14, 15, 16, 5:18, 17. Yep. You know, I know that's right, because that's the time on the clock at the Bureau of Standards. Good enough for me. He's also our newsman, our news director, author of the book Bad Mood, Good Mood, and I can never remember, there's one other thing he does. It's the primary thing that he does. That's right, he's a private investigator. Tim Woodburn, say hello to your sponsor.
Hello, and thank you to the law offices of Scott Sherman. Scott appears on the Large Morning Show in the afternoon every Thursday in the 4 o'clock hour to offer free legal advice, and he co-hosts The Yard Sale with Dan Strauss every Saturday morning from 7 to 9 a.m. here on 590 The Fan. If you or a loved one have been diagnosed with COVID-19 and you or they have been forced to miss work as a result, you may be eligible for compensation. Please contact Scott Sherman at lawofficeofscottsherman@gmail.com. That's lawofficeofscottsherman@gmail.com.
All right. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security.
You're always so happy, Hebe. What's the secret to that?
He's the happiest guy I know. Bernice is in heaven. I'm assuming she's happy. You can never tell from her voice. She sounds, the word we always used was crotchety, even in heaven.
And I don't think I like what Red Boy's doing. Red Boy is, I don't know that preying upon is the proper term. I don't even know that he's trying to take advantage to some degree of people's religious preferences and marketing products to them to get their attention through their religion. For example, he showed me a prototype. It's a kind of a fat little bald guy with a heavy belly, and he's sitting down, and he calls it Buddha Gouda, and then Buddha he's got another one where he calls it and this is not, please folks, this is not me, it's Red Boy. It's called G's, what is it? G's cheese, like cheese. Jesus cheese. I don't like it. Keep working on it.
The cheese that died for your sins.
I stopped the music right there. That is unacceptable. I'm giving you an opportunity to apologize to all of the people who are Christians who might be offended by a line like the cheese that died for your sins. That's right, Red Boy. Go ahead, you can apologize.
Would that be Swiss cheese because it's holy?
Okay, now Dan can apologize.
That was a good one, though.
I got a better idea. Give them your email addresses. Go ahead, Dan. Give me your email address.
DanStrauss@yahoo.com.
Limey?
LimeyPhillips@gmail.com.
Okay. You know what's called cheese that isn't yours?
What?
Nacho cheese.
That's a joke I've never been able to tell on the air because what leads up to it? Sorry, can't do it. Well, they've apologized. Still feel free if you're offended to send your comments about their blasphemy to them and their email addresses. Music, please, if you would. You start it back up. I don't even remember. Yes, I do remember where I was. That was... I have just enough time to introduce this guy, Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Bruce. Brought to you by Ballast Dental Care. I may, in about 3 or 4 weeks, I'll give it 3 or 4 weeks, I may have to call in. It'll be up to them to determine whether or not this is an emergency, but I got a little issue with them. I'm really a big fan of my water pick. I told you that. And I think I may have been overdoing the water pick a little. Water pick essentially is like a little sandblaster. It's like jets of water, high pressure, tiny stream of water. And if you kept, in one spot, you could actually blow away your whole gum line.
Oh.
And I think I've separated some gum from one of my teeth from maybe using that thing too much. So I don't know. If they say, if you're not in pain, I'm not. Maybe they'll say, well, let's wait till we get reopened. And that's okay. Otherwise, I'll be one of the emergency visits to make that happen if you need attention. Because you have an emergency dental situation, you just call them. And you say, hey, I got a bad toothache or an abscess or something's not right. And it could be something serious. So, yeah, they'll get you in there. And you'll be in great hands, whether it's with Dr. Obi-Wan Kenobi Watanabe or Dr. Haynes or Dr. Olivier. They'll take great care of you, but only for emergencies. Only for emergencies. Ballast Dental Care. They're at the corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads. Got to get that in there. BallastDentalCare.com.
I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota, Wichita, Tulsa.
Today he is visiting the beautiful city of Kirkwood, Missouri. It's not really a city, is it? Kirkwood is a town. It's not been qualified as a city. I think to be called a city, don't you need like, I don't know, a million people or something, I would think. But it's a nice town.
It actually is a city.
Is it?
Yeah.
City of Kirkwood. I've actually heard it referred to as that. Of course, home, famous now more than for anything else, for being the home of the studios of 590 The Fan. And this next guy who is with us is brought to you by Window World. They sponsor so many things to help keep the show on the air. And all you have to do to thank them is let them know when you contact them that you're AM and the PM. Ladies and gentlemen, Bill Cleveland. Well, they love you, Bill.
They sure do.
Feel the love. Feel the love every day. Thank you.
Can you feel the love tonight?
Thank you. Thank you so much.
I didn't know Elton John was here.
Give that three.
I have to mention this because, Frank, you have talked about this sort of in a roundabout way over the years and about how women will buy pretty much anything. You've touched on this over the years.
Yeah, if you package it and put the right words on it, sorry. No, I'm sorry, but it's true.
So I have a friend of mine I went to high school with. I've known her for now, 23 years, I guess. And I was scrolling through Facebook last night, and I think it was about 8:30 at night. And I look, and she's on Facebook, and she is in her garage, okay? And it's and I only know this because I asked her later, but she's in her garage, and she has all of this stuff, all of these things, these, you know, bracelets and necklaces and earrings and whatever. And she's on camera, and I guess this is a thing. I think it's kind of one of those, what's the marketing scheme? What is that? A pyramid scheme kind of thing?
Right. Yeah.
But she must be on the good side of the pyramid because she was telling me what happened. But I'm watching this video, and she's on there, and she's holding up like, and so every item is $5. So whether it's an earring or a necklace or a bracelet or whatever, and she is selling it, and she's like, wow, look at the colors in this thing, and this stacks up with this, and then she has a little number that she holds up, ladies, this is number 40 or whatever. And so apparently on the chat, women jump in like, I'll take one of those, or I'll take two. So I call her after this thing is over, because I said, this is...
Did you order something?
I ordered a couple of things.
Some earrings?
She says to me, I said, I am not making fun of you, I said, because you're really good at what you do. I'm watching you, and I think you're she goes, I sold 900.
Let me interrupt you a second. Yeah. This is a girl you went to school with?
She's a school teacher. I went to school with, high school with her.
Or under her? Was she your teacher?
No, she wasn't my teacher.
I don't know.
Oh, under her.
She was there.
Okay, so have you never, is it the first time you've made contact with her since school?
No. We're good friends and have been forever. But I had not seen her selling things on the internet like this. Like it was like the Home Shopping Network.
When you say good friends, have you slept with her?
I have not. No.
Right. That's a friend.
Everybody
that's horrible.
If she's listening now, knows who she is. She's crying her eyes out because of the cruel, horrible thing that Tim said. Ma'am, that's just Tim for you. Yep. Okay. Yep. Sorry.
Horrible. Tim's going to buy a bunch of jewelry.
Horrible,
from me
horrible
now.
Tim.
Horrible Tim.
but here's the deal. So I asked her, I called her up after, and I said, I was watching this. I'm fascinated by it. And we started talking. She made, for example, she said she made $900 last week.
Wow.
Selling $5 jewelry.
You need to be better friends with her. Man. She may be on her way
or start
to
selling
huge
jewelry.
Success.
I mean, I'm in the wrong business, I think. So I thought that was kind of interesting.
You don't do the work. Let her keep doing the work. Just start to become better friends.
They do. They have there's so many parties now. There's like the
Pampered
Chef. That's just
it. Yeah, she said you invite somebody to have a party, whatever that means. Yeah. And then she invites her friends in to watch her. Sell this stuff.
See, only women do that. Have you ever known a guy who called and go, "Hey Jim, I gotta have a fishing reel, rod and reel party. Come on over and I'll have some samples." No, never. We don't do that. Or we're gonna try out some aftershaves.
Yeah,
come on, or some razors.
You know, that's probably not a bad idea about the fishing thing. And there's probably a few other.
Yes, it is. It's a very bad idea. Yeah. Guys aren't gonna do that. But they do it with sex toys. That's another thing interesting to me. Did you ever go to one of those? I had to pick my wife up one time at one of the, so I went in. She says, "Come on, you gotta come in and see this." There was a dining room table. It was completely covered with plastic penises and vibrating things and underwear and clamps. And
how many did you guys buy?
$6,000 worth. And she must have, there must have been 25 women over there that she had invited, and I think everyone she invited must have shown up. And she, like you said, she's selling this stuff like crazy, and it is usually kind of a pyramid scheme, and your friend is the one making the money.
My next-door neighbor growing up as a kid put her kids through private school. You know what? She sold Tupperware.
Oh, yeah.
Tupperware,
I forgot about that. You actually had to go to a party to buy Tupperware.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyway. Uh-oh. I said, I'm sorry.
Anyway,
Sorry, I was transitioning out of that.
You're transitioning?
No.
Good for you, buddy.
Good God almighty.
What's your new name going to be?
He's going to start selling jewelry.
Wilma. All right. So, brief segment today, but I want to talk about the Liberty Bill. Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. I'll do a little history lesson here today. Liberty Bell on the Liberty Bell. Does anybody know what it says? I already know none of you know what it says on the Liberty Bell, so I'll just move along.
I could never read it because it has a crack in it.
If he transitions, we're gonna have to re-record that and say Wilma.
Yeah. Can I be the?
It ought to be called the. It ought to be called the Butt Bell.
Crack
in it. Get it? Crack humor.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what it says on the bell. Yeah, so.
Well, thank you for being
honest. Idiot of the group.
I don't know either.
It says, proclaim liberty throughout all the land unto all the inhabitants thereof.
Now, how many people do you think know that? Not many.
Until earlier today.
Well, don't feel bad. I didn't either.
A little, so you mentioned the famous crack in the Liberty Bell. So here's what I learned about the Liberty Bell. For anyway, doesn't know. I'd imagine most people
do. Oh, right. Anyway, again.
Another did I say it anyway?
Yeah. You did. Yeah, you did.
You must have the coronavirus.
Hell, man.
Oh man. I'm sorry. What happens to a third-time offender?
You'll see.
We're out of here.
You'll see.
So the infamous crack in the Liberty Bell.
It's just funny saying the word crack.
So the reason there is a crack in the
Liberty Bell. Why don't you go ask Mark Christopher what happens? He did it three times.
Oh my God.
That's an obscure reference to someone that we used to work with who disappeared.
Now,
and
Frank,
I'm acting like it's because he said anyway three times.
Nobody knows who you're talking about. Yeah.
That's why I just explained who he was.
Now that wasn't funny, yeah. Let me tell you.
Not Playhouse material.
Oh my goodness.
Wow.
I'm 10 seconds away from firing everyone live on the air. It'll be our biggest show ever.
So the crack in the Liberty Bell, that
still
is
funny.
Actually the reason there's the giant crack in the Liberty Bell is because that was the remedy to try and fix the Liberty Bell. So there was a very, very small crack in the Liberty Bell, and they made the crack even bigger to try to fix it. So that is what
How does that
what
work? That's like if you have a crack in your windshield, go get a hammer?
No. It's a real thing.
It was the year
1846, I think, is when they fit. So metal workers widened what was a thin crack to prevent its farther spread and restore the tone of the bell using a technique called stop drilling. And so if you look closely at the Liberty Bell, you'll actually see 40 different drill bit marks in the quote unquote crack.
Are you sure?
Did you know that?
Wow, no.
Stop drilling.
You've ever watched them repair windshields, they stop the spread if it's like a half inch mm-hmm. long crack. Dan, show a half inch real quick. Give everybody an idea.
That's swollen.
A curtain over that window.
They take a tiny, essentially a drill bit, and make a tiny hole to keep the windshield crack from spreading, and it works. So why not the same technique with the Liberty Bell?
Maybe it was the same deal. So, and think about this: nobody living today has heard the bell ring. That's kind of
maybe, well, it hasn't been used in.
Well, I'm just saying, like,
can it ring?
It cannot. No, the mechanism inside of it doesn't work anymore.
The clapper.
Apparently.
The clapper. Yeah.
So
sounds like another clapper caper.
So most people think that on July 4th, 1776, the Liberty Bell rang for Declaration of Independence. That is fake news. A magazine writer in 1847 completely made up that story, so it didn't actually happen. So there you go. And on the bell, Pennsylvania is also spelled incorrectly.
They can have fun with that if they wanted to. It's on display. I know that. But you stand there and look at it. What they all have is a sign that says, step up to the Liberty Bell, put your ear up against the crack. And when you do, that'd be funny.
Yeah, it would be funny. So it's on display, Independence National Historical Park, that is in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. And the only time it's actually ever left was in 1777, and here's the reason why. They removed it from, put it in Allentown, Pennsylvania, and they hid it in a church because they thought that Trevor's people, the British, were going to come and melt the bell and use it to make cannons.
Wow, man.
I love Trevor's people.
Yeah,
Trevor's
people. What the hell?
Your people.
How many cannons will they get out of the bell? One?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think it's that big.
Come on,
you
now.
Never know. So, all right, I'm Bill Cleveland on the road, off to sell jewelry, and on 590 The Fan.
Thank you, Bill. Bill Cleveland, courtesy of Window World, number one selling replacement window in the country. More at windowworldst.louis.com. Lyme, you have an opportunity here. Okay. Here's the opportunity. You lift one word that Bill said earlier, and you capture it. And then before you play it each time, you say, you know, recently Bill mentioned that he bought a whole lot of girls' jewelry, and we ask him why. Then you just hit him saying, transitioning.
I got you. I got you.
It's all Bill you need.
Bill not,
I'll find
not
that
as
tomorrow.
Bad as Tim's. No one will ever have one as bad as Tim's.
No one. Tim still holds... First place.
Yeah.
He still holds the prize. Yes, I would like to hear it now. Okay. So would everybody else. Go ahead.
While I'm queuing it up, Frank, you said something yesterday that I tried to bribe Limey to pull and use against you. And
what was it?
When in the 3 o'clock hour yesterday when Frank was talking about how he's gained weight during the pandemic, and his pants are fitting a little tighter, and Frank said, and I just open up that buckle and it's like,
That's right.
You can use that.
Bras. Yeah. Sorry, man, I forgot
about
that.
You can use it all you want to, but it'll still be a distant second to this. Go ahead, Limey. Go ahead.
You have to merge together. I like
distant second.
I like sausage before you
do
that.
No, not even. Still not close to this. Go ahead.
So he finished first, and I could hear him zip his pants up, and then he just stood there.
It hurt.
And I'm still 30 seconds away from finishing.
Still in first place. Still in first place. That's going to be hard to top.
One of the band members, I think it was Jim Brown, mentioned that Sunday. He was talking
about it. Of course he did.
It's the funniest thing.
How could you not talk about it?
I'm
going to make sure everybody knows that our email addresses are on the Facebook page, courtesy of Dan Strauss. If you go there, you'll find them. They're all there, the whole list. You've got Cleveland's email, Limey's email address, my email address. Just want you to know that. If you ever have any comments or criticisms or praise, feel free to let us know. And then I also want to make sure you have my email address in case you come up with a donation for Action for Autism.
It's at the top of the page, too, and we have Dr. Duggs is there and Scott Sherman.
Pretty much everybody. Yeah. Buffa, Bauman, they're all there. Watched, I didn't get a chance to mention this when Buffa was in, but I watched a movie last night because my son called and said, Dad, have you ever seen this movie? He told me what it was. I said, I've never heard of it. And he knows that his mom likes Kevin Costner. So when I said, let's check this out, as soon as I said Kevin Costner was in it, boom, she sits down and she's ready to go. It's called A Perfect World. Have you ever heard of this?
No.
No.
I never had either. It's a very strange movie, but we watched it all the way through. We almost bailed a couple of times, but we stuck with it. It's kind of quirky. Essentially, Costner is a bad guy. He's an ex-con, and he takes a little boy hostage, and it's essentially their adventure together. The little boy actually comes to really Kevin Costner.
Isn't this the one where he has to go and buy pants for the kid in a store?
Yes.
I have seen that movie. Yes.
It's strange, but it's good. It's actually good. It's just very weird because the kid almost immediately has a weird family, and Costner, I think, killed his dad and then grabs him and takes him hostage. It's strange, but something about it kept our attention to the end. So just a suggestion, if you're looking for time to kill while you're stuck at home, A Perfect World, Kevin Costner. And I'm trying to think, who the heck else?
Clint Eastwood.
Clint Eastwood directed it, too, and he's in it. Yeah, and he directed it. And it's a young, obviously, 25 years ago, so they're both considerably younger. The housing market has always been interesting to me because my daughter and her new husband are getting ready to buy a house. They've already done the deal. They're getting ready to close and all that junk. Appraiser's done his thing, and they're just waiting for a closing date. But I read an article this morning that said that the housing market how did they put it? It's like for the first time in decades that, you know, it's not a buyer's market. This is not an ideal time to buy a house. And I say BS to all that. And I'll tell you why. In your life, if you listen to what everybody else tells you about when to do this and how to do it and why to do it or not do it, you'll never get anything done. If you find a house, let's say you're young or you're going to retire and your kids are gone, your house is too big. If you find a house you like and you've got a house that you've sold or you can sell, pay attention to that stuff, because when interest rates are up, home prices are low. It's always a balance. When interest rates are really low, home prices go up because they know people are going to buy because the interest rates are low, so they jack the prices up a little bit. Every single house, and I haven't had many. I've lived in three different homes over the last, 45, 50 years. Homes, not apartments or trailer parks. I lived in those too. Every one that I bought, the first one was $53,000. It was over behind Pheasant Run in Maryland Heights. Oh, that's a mistake. You shouldn't have done that. Blah, 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 blah. Worked out fine because we sold it and then moved into another house in St. Charles. I can't remember anyone in the family or friends saying, hey, good move. They all said, well, man, your interest rates are too high. You shouldn't be buying it now. Plus, you picked a corner lot. Oh, that's a mistake. You'll regret that. No, we didn't regret it. Turned out to be the best lot anywhere around us. So my point is, and let's say you buy a house, and young people, unfortunately, weren't taught in high school about how to buy a house. I think this is more important, at least to me, than algebra. There ought to be a course on how to negotiate life, what a mortgage is, interest rates, P&I, all that stuff, so that when you get out, you're not so stupid about it. So you have to listen to your uncle and your parents and your neighbor and your brother. If the interest rates are high and you like the house, get it. Here's why. In 2 years when they drop, you just refinance it. So if you find something you really, really like, go for it. Just go for it. Life is really is short, but you're not going to know that till you get to be at least 50. You're not going to realize how short it is. Get what you want. Get what you like. Don't be stupid about it, but don't let other people talk you out of it. I got the locked out thing today on my computer, one of those scary things, and I think they used the word seized. Your computer has been seized. You will no longer be, and it was frozen, and I mean like FBI, whatever. And what caused it
porn,
was...
Probably porn.
No.
Yeah, probably.
No.
Yeah.
It actually wasn't. That's right. Normally when I get locked out. I clicked on... I'm reading STL Today. I don't particularly like the Post-Dispatch, but hey, what other choice do we have for a newspaper? That's it. So I'm reading it, and I almost never click on anything that pops up. But this popped up, and it said... Take a quick IQ test. I haven't had an IQ test since I was in the service. I've had two in my life. I know what the scores were. And I thought, I'm going to see how this score matches. The second that I clicked on IQ test, alert, frozen, locked up, call this number and Apple support will unlock your computer. The reason I mention it is, it's not always something like, check out these topless photos of... It's not always that stuff. This was an IQ test link. So be careful. I don't think I'm going to click on anything again after that. And I almost never did anyway. So I learned a big lesson. The same way anybody can, I shut my computer off and turned it back on.
Paid $45,000?
Yeah. No, I turned it off and on, and that was the end of it. But they... I could see where some people, maybe older people, would see that and just panic and, oh, my God, call the number. Please unlock my computer. No, shut it off. Wait 10 seconds to turn it on. A message is gone. The bad guys are gone. You're back in business. I know what I wanted to make sure to mention. Hold on here. I just dropped.
Careful, don't bend over easy. Too much.
Nah, I just had a little note here.
Oh, right.
Gosh. One's always going to sneak out.
Actually, I cut this little article out, and my question is, who cares? Here's the story. This is actually a printed story that made the papers. Alec Baldwin's wife, she's 36, by the way.
Nice.
He's old. Has released on Instagram a picture of her baby bump, letting everybody know that everything is fine midway through her pregnancy. Whew, thank goodness.
Good deal.
Thank goodness, because I think everybody was worried about Alec Baldwin's wife's pregnancy. Holy, do we not have any other... Oh, happy birthday. Jay Leno is 70 today, which should make everybody feel old that Jay is 70. Two other birthdays. We don't do birthdays because it's what I call lazy radio, so we don't do it every day. It's too easy. But since I'm mentioning Leno, I might as well go ahead and mention that two of the most smoking hot women ever have birthday. Jessica Alba is 39, and Penelope Cruz is 46. So happy birthday if it's your birthday. Ladies, get in here, please. Oh, I agree. Penelope Cruz.
Ooh, that's nice.
Old, old joke. I think maybe since we've been here, and we've been here 2.5 years, if you can believe it. I think I told it one time, so let's do it again. Guy is in a real important business meeting. He's about to go into it. He's a high-level CEO, but there was a note he left in the kitchen with a name and phone number on it, and he walked out in a hurry and forgot it. So he needs to call home and get his wife to give him the information on that piece of paper. He calls his house because he's been trying to call his wife's cell phone, and she won't answer it. Now he's getting really frustrated, so he calls the home. Something he rarely does. The landline is generally for a fax machine or something. So he never uses the number, but he calls it. And a woman answers who's not his wife. He said, "Who's this?" She said, "It's the maid." He says, "Maid? When did we get a maid?" She said, "Your wife hired me months ago." He says, "Really? Well, that's very interesting because she never said anything to me about it. Let me talk to her." And the woman says, I'm afraid she's unable to come to the phone right now." He said, "No, I want to talk to you. Is she there?" And the maid says, "Yes, she's here." He said, "Then I want put her on the phone. I want to talk to her." And the maid says, "Well, this is very awkward, but I don't know what else to do but tell you the truth. She's upstairs in the bedroom with the UPS guy." He said, "What?" She said, "I'm sorry, but that's the truth. She's in bed with the UPS guy." He says, "What is your name?" She says, it's Kathleen. He says, "Well, Kathleen, we've never met. Apparently my wife hired you, and I don't know anything about you. But, Kathleen, let me ask you a question. Do you own a gun?" She said, "Well, actually, I do. I keep it in my purse. I'm a single mom, and I not only work this job, but other jobs, and sometimes at night." And he said, "That's fine, that's fine. You have it with you, like in your purse?" She said, "Yes, I keep it in my purse." He said, "Great, this is working out great. Kathleen, how would you like to earn $50,000? You said you're a single mom, you work a couple of jobs." She says, "Oh, my goodness, I would love it." He said, "Then take your gun out of your purse, go upstairs, and kill my wife and the UPS guy." She said, I could never." He said, "Okay, 50 apiece, $100,000. She says, "Well, I don't want to go to jail." He says, "You're not going to jail. Nobody will ever know. You kill him. Is it a revolver? There's no shell casing." She goes, "Yeah, it's a 38. "Okay, fine. You're not going to get caught. Do it. $100,000. Go up there, kill her, kill him. Leave the phone off the hook. I want to hear this." So she takes the phone off, and he hears some footsteps. And then he hears one shot. And then he hears a man yell or scream, and then some footsteps and some shuffling and scuffling. And 45 seconds later, and like a splashing noise. She picks up the phone and goes, "What the heck happened? What was that?" He said, "Well, I shot your wife. I killed her. And she was in bed with him, and I missed him, so he jumped out of bed, and he ran. I chased him, and then I shot him by the pool, and he fell in the pool. He's dead, she's dead, they're both dead." The guy goes, "The pool? What pool? Wait a minute, is this 314-5?
Let's get a check on traffic with Tory Lyons.
This report is sponsored by the Ad Council. There's no guidebook to adopting a teen, but that's okay, because you don't have to know it all to be a perfect parent. Go to AdoptUSKids.org to learn more about adoption. Find out how you can be a perfect parent to one of the teens in foster care. Westbound 70 before the Blanchett Bridge. Sounds like we have a pedestrian. Be careful through that area. Road work continues. Southbound 255 and Illinois Route 15. And the signals are working again. 141 at Marshall Road. I'm Tori Lyons reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the large morning show in the afternoon.
Tim McKernan here for Design Air Heating and Cooling. Their business is essential to your comfort and safety, so Design Air will continue to offer services for emergency repair, installation, and preventative maintenance while taking all of the recommended precautions to eliminate physical contact. For more information on air purifiers, please visit designairservice.com. And for all of your heating and air conditioning needs, contact the official HVAC company of the Ryan Kelly Morning After, Design Air Heating and Cooling.
The Post Sports Bar and Grill wants to thank everyone for their continued support. Due to the current order, they have decided to close until Monday, May 4th. At this time, they will be reopening with a brand new menu with 14 new items like a BLT cheesesteak and a fried pancake brownie sundae. You heard that right, and everything will be available through their own in-house delivery service. Stay posted with all the news and updates at thepostsportsbar.com and all of their social media accounts. Stay healthy and stay posted. St. Louis, we'll see you in May.
There's no better time to get those gardens and greens around the house, and Franklin Group and Associates is here for you. They are a generational family-owned business carrying a wide variety of locally grown annuals, perennials, vegetables, hanging baskets, flowering shrubs, and potted plants. They are currently taking personal delivery orders and providing curbside pickup. They work with the best landscape designers in the area and are waiting to fill your order. Call Jack now at 314-422-7056 to experience a product second to none.
Our next segment host has a sponsor that is temporarily closed. I know a lot of people can't wait till Annie Gunn's restaurant and the Smokehouse Market are open again. Believe me, we'll tell you as soon as we have that good news. Till then, you can order gift cards to both at AnnieGunns.com. That's Guns with two N's. AnnieGunns.com for gift cards. Ladies and gentlemen from Dallas, Texas, Mike Evans. You have 6 minutes. Go.
This week, odd celebrity pop quiz questions. Today, name the name of the celebrity who buys every tabloid and reads all of them cover to cover every week. He's addicted to tabloids. Dustin Hoffman, Kevin Bacon, Steve Harvey, Tom Brady. Answer in a minute. Today's theme, updates, and more updates, starting with the biggest money movie losers of 2019. Your update? It is now official. They are. Number five, the animated movie Missing Link. Lost $103 million. Number four, Gemini Man, another bomb starring Will Smith. Lost $111 million. Number three, Cats, which lost $113 million and was so bad, held the record for most people walking out of the theater.
Whoa! How do they keep track of that?
Number two, Terminator, Dark Fate, the beyond horrible, corny, goofy, stinker movie starring Arnold the Gropinator Schwarzenegger. He should have been locked up the way he groped women. Anyway!
No.
Oh.
Can't ask.
It lost an incredible $122 million, and the biggest loser of the year, X-Men, Dark Phoenix. This action adventure was a joke, even proving that Jennifer Lawrence could pick a loser. It lost $133 million last
year. Hey, let's go back quickly to something Tim just asked, and I have the same question. How do you know a movie holds a record for most people walking out? They don't count who walks out of a movie.
Oh, they do. They do. Theater exhibitors do keep track of that kind of thing. They do exiting polls, and they also somehow keep track of people that actually leave the theater. They have exiting polls of how much people like movies as well. It's a sampling.
That I get, but walking out early, I don't You know, I didn't know there was anybody at the theater watching to see who got up and walked out.
Update, biggest money-making movie in 2019. Any guess?
No.
Avengers Endgame made $860 million.
Hopefully, wow. Avengers Endgame.
Oh, yeah, you got it. Man. You got it again.
More updates. Ed Sheeran,
yeah,
who owns small businesses and has kept all of his employees during the coronavirus, has ripped Victoria Beckham for firing her 30 employees. And Victoria Beckham's a bitch. She's a hideous human being. Update, Matthew Perry is listed at 50 years old, 189 pounds, and always considered one of the best dressers on the cast of Friends. He is still listed at 50, but now weighs 240 pounds.
Yeah, it happens to all of us.
No, that happened.
Dresses like a homeless person. Matthew became a hermit even before the coronavirus.
You just described me.
Come on now, homie. You're stealth.
No. Overweight again and dressed like a bum.
Actually, I'm down to about my lowest weight in a long time.
What is that?
184 pounds.
Wow. How tall are you?
About 5'10".
That's okay. That's about right. That's a good weight.
But I was up to 210 at one time in my life. Yeah. More updates. Remember Scooter Braun, who cockroached some of Taylor Swift's live recordings? Well, he released them last week, and they sold 42 copies.
Wow.
Taylor Swift is planning a celebration of his failure when she can party hardy with her friends. More updates. First studio to open up production after being closed, Tyler Perry Studio in Atlanta, Georgia. More updates. What's Kato Kaelin up to?
Who cares?
Well, he hasn't been up to much for the last 4 years. However,
and there's always a however in life.
He has a small part in a movie called War of the Dragon about a playboy who was dumped by a bunch of strippers and bikini models. Who would go see that?
I'll bet that's going to be a great movie.
Oh, yeah. Another and final update.
1 minute.
Another update. Another bad flop will be King of Staten Island. This is a semi-autobiography of Pete Davidson that will not open in theaters, will go straight to video June 12th. Who cares about Pete Davidson? Yeah.
I agree.
Come on, man.
40 and seconds.
Finally on the meet. Who buys every tabloid and reads every single one? Dustin Hoffman, Kevin Bacon, Steve Harvey, Ed, Tom Brady.
I'll go with Tom Brady.
I'm going to go Steve Harvey.
I'll say Steve Harvey also.
Make it 3 for Steve Harvey.
Oh, you stupid, ignorant slut.
Oh, man.
Answer is Dustin Hoffman.
Oh. I'm Mike Kevin. I'm live. I'm high with talking about being a phony.
Sounded like Mike Tyson.
Yeah, he's having a stroke.
I'm Mike Tyson.
Hope he's okay. Well, thank you for being with us. Dr. Doug joins us tomorrow in the 4 o'clock hour. Thank a police officer, a firefighter, or any medical personnel. Have a great, what is this? Yeah, Tuesday evening, everybody.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
Hi, dear.
All right, goodbye.
Bye, y'all.
Goodbye, St. Louis. Bye-bye.
We're all changing things up to stay healthy. We're here 24-7. 590 The Fan, KFNS Wood River, St. Louis, the home of Budweiser.
Fox Sports trending now.
Multiple outlets reporting that MLB is looking at a scenario that would allow them to open the season in early July, playing around 100 regular season games, and then headed into an expanded playoffs. USA Today reporting that a three-division setup is being envisioned where teams only play within their 10-team subset. The proposal is gaining momentum by giving a chance of normalcy while greatly reducing travel. The scenario, though, would not include fans in ballparks. The NFL has ruled that Tom Brady did not violate any offseason rule by visiting Buccaneers offensive coordinator Byron Leftwich. Brady was reportedly just picking up playbook materials after joining the club in Tampa Bay. More fifth-year options being exercised today. First, Pittsburgh taking the dive on defensive end T.J. Walk, and the Eagles have done the same with defensive end Derek Barnett.